SEC's Hester Pierce defends crypto privacy tools as financial infrastructure. SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce publicly defended cryptocurrency privacy tools on May 29, 2026, telling regulators that privacy-enhancing technologies should be treated as legitimate financial infrastructure rather than as inherently suspicious. The statement, surfaced by Cointelegraph from a recent address, lands at a moment when prosecutors and policymakers are still working through the fallout of years of enforcement actions against Mixer developers and shielded transaction protocols. The argument Pierce is making, Pierce, often the most crypto-friendly voice inside the agency, frame privacy tools the same way regulators already treat encrypted messaging, encrypted brokerage statements, and encrypted bank wires. Her position is that confidentiality is a normal property of working financial systems, not a red flag that justifies a blanket presumption of money laundering. She specifically pushed back on the idea that the burden should fall on developers to prove a privacy protocol is clean before it is allowed to exist. That framing, she argued, inverts how regulators handle every other piece of financial technology, where lawful use is assumed and bad actors are pursued individually, rather than by shutting down the underlying tool. The comments are not a rulemaking. They do not change SEC policy. But they are a sitting commissioner publicly disagreeing with the enforcement posture that drove cases like the Tornado Cash sanctions and the Samurai Wallet indictments. That disagreement, on the record, is what makes the statement matter. Context from the past 2 years of enforcement. The privacy tool debate in crypto has been shaped almost entirely by enforcement. The Treasury sanctioned Tornado Cash in 2022. A federal judge vacated those sanctions in early 2025 after a Fifth Circuit ruling found OFAC had exceeded its authority. Samurai Wallet's co-founders were indicted in 2024 on conspiracy charges tied to operating a mixing service. Privacy coin listings were quietly dropped by multiple U.S. exchanges during the same period. Against that backdrop, Pierce's intervention reads as a deliberate countersignal. She is telling the next wave of zero-knowledge developers, shielded pool designers, and confidential payment builders that at least one senior U.S. regulator does not consider their work presumptively illegal. That matters for fundraising, for legal opinion shopping, and for whether U.S.-based teams continue to ship privacy code at all rather than relocate offshore. The user-facing stakes, for everyday holders, the privacy debate sounds abstract until it touches a wallet they actually use. Several mainstream wallets now route through CoinJoin or shielded layers by default. Privacy-preserving ZK rollups are being deployed across stablecoin payments, where revealing every transaction also reveals salary, rent, and merchant history to anyone with a Block Explorer. If regulators treat those defaults as suspicious, the practical effect is that ordinary users lose financial privacy that they already have inside the traditional banking system. Card spend rails sit inside this debate too. A shopper paying with a self-custody crypto card is broadcasting on-chain activity that a bank customer would never expose. The closer crypto payments get to mainstream parity, the more the absence of privacy tools becomes a real consumer harm rather than a theoretical one. The near-term policy ceiling, Pierce remains one voice on a five-member commission. The agency's enforcement division operates with significant independence, and U.S. Treasury and DOJ posture on mixers is set outside the SEC entirely. A speech does not unwind an indictment, and it does not protect a developer who ships a tool that later gets used for sanctions evasion. The signal value is longer-term. Investors weighing whether to back privacy-focused infrastructure now have a sitting U.S. regulator publicly arguing that the category is legitimate. Defense counsel in pending cases can cite the statement. Legislators drafting market structure language have on-the-record commentary from the SEC itself that distinguishes lawful privacy tech from criminal facilitation. That kind of shift moves slowly and rarely makes headlines on the day it lands.